There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The What's on Your Mind Christmas Party, ladies and gentlemen. Never been to a radio Christmas party before? Well, now you have. Now you have something new on your list. Because Todd and I are heading out for the holidays later today, early tomorrow. And we wanted to share a little Christmas cheer with our What's on Your Mind radio audience and have our little Christmas party. This is it. Todd, you ready for the party?
Yep, I'm always ready for a good party.
Yeah, so and it's pretty easy, actually. All you need to do is just call and say Merry Christmas or share a little story with us. We want to say Merry Christmas to you and to yours and to thank you for being with us all year long and look ahead to 2015. So pretty simple message on our part, just thank you and Merry Christmas. But I'd love to hear your favorite Christmas tradition. I really would. We have Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall today because of the holiday tomorrow. We moved that up a day. We have the folks from the Farm Bureau here talking about scholarships a little later on. But in the meantime, yes. We want to hear from you and hear about those favorite Christmas holiday traditions. What in your family says Christmas more than anything else? In other words, if this doesn't happen, it just doesn't feel right. It's not Christmas. It's just it's the thing. It's what you know, the one thing that has you look forward to it each and every year. There's nothing else like Christmas. What compares to Christmas? Nothing. It is it's the holiday, right? It's the one that brings you back to your childhood, and it's just so many wonderful things about it. So, Merry Christmas to you, and join the Christmas party by picking up the telephone and calling us at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, and, you know, as simple as where you're calling from and Merry Christmas, that's great, or if you're really in a Christmas mood today, just tell us a little Christmas story. Do you have something, Todd, that says Christmas? I mean, you're back in Minneapolis. This is something you did growing up. You do it now. It's just not Christmas unless you do this. Is there
nice, warm lefse.
Was that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, you know, food-wise, I'm not as much, on Christmas as I am on Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving, there's those staples that you just got to have when they say Thanksgiving. I'm kind of all over the map on favorites for Christmas, but I am a big lefse fan, so I hear you there. There's just nothing like it. Warm lefse, too. It's got to be right off the lefse.
Butter. We actually had brown sugar, which I found later in life. That was kind of unusual. Most people, you know, sugar cinnamon, something like that, which, of course, is also good. But we always had nice warm butter and brown sugar on ours.
I was chatting with Wild Bill earlier, his man on the K-Fire morning show for Phil Parker, and he said midnight mass is that one thing. And I tell you, growing up, that was it. I thought of that actually yesterday where, I mean, that was just a staple. There was always midnight mass. And, you know, as I got older and the kids were young, it's just midnight mass doesn't work with kids. And we've sort of gotten out of that tradition a little bit where we go as a big group, you know, to an earlier mass. But I love midnight mass. I mean, it's the one very special time of the year where it's really neat. And it's not the most attended mass normally at a lot of parishes. So, you know, I know our priest always encourages, hey, come to midnight mass. Do it a little differently this year. Come on, you know, because he's trying to recruit more people to the pews, and he knows, you know, the earlier services will be just jammed to the rafters. So, but that's one. And, you know, another Christmas cards. I love in this. This is some every year from as long as I can remember till now that, you know, read the cards, look at the pictures, and we leave them up all year long and have all along. This is kind of a funny thing because I did that always. You know, my mom would do that. She'd keep all the Christmas cards up and put them up. And then as a single guy, I kept the tradition alive, and I'd actually put them on my refrigerator. And my wife, her side, you know, her mom did the same thing, kept them up, put them on a door, and they were there all the time. And then she did the same. So it's like a tradition that kind of combined very nicely. So, in fact, we keep the Christmas cards up all year long on the side of the fridge. So you send us, and I don't mean just, the cards that that come and you say, Merry Christmas, and, you sign them. I'm talking about the photos, so you can, which I think most people send now. Although I did see a story that evidently, in fact, it's headlined, "Where Are the Christmas Cards?" The days of finding your mailbox stuffed with holiday cards have all but disappeared, according to this story. Now, I don't think that's true. I don't notice a lot less. The take of this story is that social media has put a dent in sending Christmas cards. But I don't get any less. Do you, Todd?
I guess it kind of depends on the circle of people you run around with, because, most of my friends are, like me, just far too lazy to get the card thing done. But that's why I have Carrie now. Her family and friends are very good about sending them. So they just kind of depend on your own circle, I think.
I hope that's a tradition that never goes away, at least in this part of the world. At least in this part of the world, anyway, we can. How about gifts?
My grandmother was one to save all of her cards year to year to year. So after she passed away, we had a few Christmas cards to clean out, but it was kind of a way to be able to backtrack and find lost relatives and stuff too.
There's a poll out now that says 23% of Americans don't exchange gifts at Christmas time. Question to you. And why or why not? I love people that come up with different ideas, because you get to a point in your life where you don't need anything else. My wife and I do this. We talked about that, you and I, Todd, not long ago. We just, nothing. Don't need anything. Don't do that. Let's. And have even dialed it back with the kids as they get older. You just get to a point where stuff, and presents. Obviously, I love things the kids make or whatever. Our daughter Hannah, our middle daughter, went out and picked out a tie. That's just, that warms my heart. That's kind of neat. Just stuff that they took a little extra time, but
get older, they keep the get dad the ugliest possible tie thing, and then they could try to top it every year, well into your later years.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're still doing it or not. There were these two brothers, I believe, around Owatonna, Minnesota, that one of them had gotten this really hideously ugly pair of pants. And then so he re-gifted it to his brother the next year. And then every year they'd have a contest to try to one-up each other. One year it was they were rolled up into a glove box of a car that had gone through a compactor. And then there was another year where it was buried in a bunch of concrete. And the whole trick was to be able to extract the pants and then re-gift it the next year and try to top them. I'd love to know how that story ended up or if it's still going on.
But how about, first of all, are you in that quarter of Americans that do not exchange gifts at Christmas time? And how did that evolve? Love to hear how you do it in your family. And also, when you open presents. That was always a big controversy when I was growing up. We'd pester our parents to do it earlier and earlier and earlier. And, my dad didn't like that. My mom said, it doesn't matter, whatever. And, so there was always, can we open them earlier? Do you have any set time you open the presents? Do you wait till Christmas Day? Do you do it Christmas Eve? How about you, Ted?
Yeah, we do some on Christmas Eve. The deal was we always did stuff with my dad's side of the family on Christmas Eve and my mom's side of the family on Christmas Day. The latter's kind of scattered to the four winds, so we don't do as much of that particular one. But so we always kind of did both, I guess.
Here's what Jason said. My dad and his dad and his dad would always make oyster stew for Christmas Eve.
Whoa.
This was the only time during the year this would be made. My brothers and I would always have to wait for one more bowl before we could open any gifts. Growing up, we found the stew vile, but as we've all grown older, we've come to appreciate it and pass on the tradition to our families.
Wow, never heard that one before.
Oyster stew. All right.
Come from a meat and taters family anyway, so I guess... maybe I'm just unique that way. I don't know, but
I'm with you on the warm left, so I'll go warm left over oyster stew. But that's Jason's Christmas tradition. Share your. By the way, you can call us at 701-258-0550. You can also call our Christmas party What's on Your Mind hotline at 855-200-1776. Press 1 just to leave your Christmas tradition, leave your greeting, whatever you want to say, and we'll get to it. Linda says oyster stew. Midnight Mass. Another oyster stew. I didn't know oyster stew was a big Christmas thing. Santa gifts in the morning. Grandparents' house in Taylor or Medora on Christmas Day. We were blessed with family and great memories.
Did you ever wake up looking for Santa?
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Ever get up during the night hoping you'd be able to go out and catch a glimpse? That would be the one day of the 365 I could sleep the whole night somehow. I always wanted to wake up and see if I could catch Santa, but I never. I always ended up waking up at like 8 o'clock, and darn it, I missed it again.
Well, I don't get the oyster thing, but here's another. Don says, favorite Christmas memories are my mom. For oysters for Grandpa's house, we'd go to the Hoffs for oysters.
Huh.
There we go.
Wow.
And it was amazing. Kim says, total chaos on Christmas Eve opening gifts, and the food is always amazing, but the best part is the games we play as a family, young and old. Catchphrase is our favorite family game. We never stop laughing. Then caramel rolls and Bloody Marys, Christmas morning, and a movie with the littles. It's perfect. I love it.
Go.
Thanks, Kim. Kevin and Bismarck's going to join the Christmas party when we come back. 800-228-0550. More coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's that special season and that special time of year when we say thank you for what's been given to us and start to look forward to the promise of a new year. And no matter how you choose to celebrate the season, we hope you'll accept our warm wishes when we say Merry Christmas to you and your family from all your friends at Shields. Shields, when it comes to gear, Christmas, and sports, we're right there with you and right there in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I think the oyster soup thing, that was kind of a Scandinavian deal. My grandparents were all from Sweden, or their parents were from Sweden, and I don't remember if it was Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, but they always had oyster stew, along with, well, we always had cold duck, of course, and I remember having cram, which is choke cherry pudding, things like that, but oyster stew, I'm sure, is a Scandinavian thing.
Appreciate the call. Oysters too popular with some of our Facebook friends on this Christmas party. Ray and Mandan has a question.
Where is Jesus? Can anybody find Jesus?
All right. I'll call for Ray and Mandan as a I think he's in everything that we're hearing in the way of Christmas stories myself. And Christmas goodness and Christmas cheer and, you know, whether it be midnight mass, as some have talked about, or whether it be those Christmas, just so, everywhere. Be my answer. If anybody else wants to answer, Ray, have at it. Kevin in Bismarck, welcome to the What's on Your Mind Christmas party.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, you guys. Just a quick tradition and a quick story. We always have steak roll up with Cloverdale bacon for Christmas Eve all the time before we open gifts. And story, when I was little, one year it must have been a sale on chocolate covered cherries because I think our family got about 14 boxes of them. So when we were naughty, my mom would make us kneel in the corner and eat chocolate covered cherries. That was like 50 years ago, and I still can't even stand the smell of them. But
this is not a treat, in other words, huh?
No, it was. No, none of us kids really liked them, so I just shame to see anything go to waste. So that was her way to get rid of them, I guess. But
maybe if you took the Cloverdale bacon and put it on the chocolate covered cherries, then it would have been a little more tolerable.
Yeah, that probably would have helped. But anyway, hey, Merry Christmas, you two.
Same to you. Great story. Appreciate it. Steak roll-ups with Cloverdale bacon before you got to open the presents. I like that. Chocolate-covered cherries. We had a similar story. It's a little gross, but my folks, I don't know what they were thinking, but they were in Minneapolis doing some last-minute Christmas shopping. On the way out of town, picked up a chocolate mousse, the kind you need to refrigerate, Todd, like on the 23rd or whatever. Drive the 2.5 hours to home. Drive, you know, home to, you know, whatever, 2-3 hours to get home to Montevideo. And then on Christmas Eve dinner, serve up the chocolate mousse with the traditional Christmas Eve meal. And everybody got sick. Because obviously the chocolate mousse went bad in the 3-hour drive home. So, to this day, some of his chocolate mousse, and I don't want to run. I'm with Kevin and the chocolate covered cherry story there. I'm out of here. So join the What's on Your Mind Christmas party today by sharing some of your favorite Christmas traditions. Mary in Bismarck, you're next at 800-228-0550. How are you, Mary?
I am well, thank you, and Merry Christmas to everybody. Our family Christmas tradition that my father started with us when we were growing up, and that I carried forward into my family, was the first person to spot what he called the first Christmas star, which was the first star of the evening, got to light a candle before everybody sat down to eat supper. Then after supper, we would read from the Bible the passage about Jesus, or Mary, you know, and Joseph and Jesus being born. And the littlest one in the family would place the baby Jesus in the crib. And then after that, we would light candles, one for each member of the family, one for the traveler and one for the stranger, and then we got to open gifts. And then Santa Claus came overnight.
Wow, that's neat. Really neat. Do you still carry on any of those traditions still, Mary?
All of it.
All of it, huh?
All of it. My kids love it. And now my grandkids. And when one year I said, well, you know, do you guys want to do away with the candle part of it? Nope. And every year there's a controversy over who gets to read the passage from the Bible. And now that they're all a little older, it's who gets to put the baby Jesus in the crib. So, usually, like I said, it was always whoever was the littlest one. But they're getting a little older. But next year we'll have a brand new one who will be about 10 months old. So just old enough to probably, with mom's help, put it in the crib.
I love it. And then that's something that has nothing to do with the presents anybody got or anything else, but that time-honored tradition passed on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a neat story. Neat story, Mary. Thank you for sharing. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Phil and Bismarck, welcome to the What's on Your Mind Christmas party. How are you?
I'm good. My wife back in Jersey, she's Sicilian, right? So they have what they call the Feast of the Seven Fishes, where it's a big meal, the whole family's there, and seven different kinds of seafood. Unfortunately, one of them is smelts, which are pretty raunchy, but everything else is pretty good. My particular Christmas tradition, which unfortunately I won't be able to do this year, is I would go around to every firehouse in Camden, New Jersey, my hometown, and bring donuts and stuff for the guys who had to be away from their family. Do this on Thanksgiving, too. Just to say thank you to guys, you know, who ain't with their family on Christmas and Thanksgiving.
What a neat idea.
You know, thank yous more important than please. Please will get all day long. Thank yous, not so much. Merry Christmas, guys, and thank you for everything you do.
Merry Christmas to you, Phil, and thanks for sharing some stories from your Christmas family traditions. Appreciate that very much. 800-228-0550. Clayton says, got to be the Lessa and being with family. And Ron says, do you better than oyster stew. He sent us a photo of cream of lutefisk soup, which he claims is 100% Norwegian. Please tell me that doesn't
exist.
Well,
that sounds more like something my family would have ended up doing than oyster stew. But
yeah, I'm hoping that's photoshopped because it's an actual can. Cream of lutefisk soup.
Oh, I've seen that, and it's not. It's not photoshopped, apparently.
Mary Ann says
that. Not going to be a tradition in my household,
no,
I'll put it that way.
I'm with you. Mary Ann says, I'm a big kid. And when it comes to giving and getting presents and fireworks, I love giving gifts, but as the family gets older, I'm trying to only do one or two. We open on Christmas Eve. That's neat. We shared a study, an AP story out there, talking about how 23% of Americans do not exchange gifts at Christmas time. And so we asked, do you? And if you don't, why not? And what do you do instead? Christmas cards, evidently, are being sent in lower numbers than ever as well. Some Christmas traditions that are kind of going away. 77% of Americans plan to exchange gifts this holiday season. 48% will send greeting cards. The gift-giving set includes about 8 in 10 Christians, and 73% of those who say they have no religious beliefs. Getting cards also crosses denominational lines. Well, I would think so. And but I'm kind of sad to hear that the Christmas card thing is going away in the name of
we'll get into the whole e-card thing, and that's certainly not the same, is it?
No, we can't put that on the fridge. Try putting an e-card on the fridge, for crying out loud. All right, a couple more of your Christmas party stories here, and also the folks in the Farm Bureau are going to tell us about a neat scholarship program coming up. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Lots of Christmas traditions to cover today.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
My friends at Petroserve USA are helping America fuel better. How do they do that? They connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields and give you choice at the pump, including E15 at many of the Petroserve locations. Look for the red, white, and blue, plus some great savings all month long. The Deli Express sandwiches are $2.99 to $3.59 for the XXL Charbroil with cheese, the Deli Express Double XL Chicken with cheese, or the Deli Express Barbecue Rib. It's fantastic. There's General Mills cereal for $2.99. Mars King Size pre-price candy bars are only 99 cents. And that famous pizza, quarter pizza, two for $11. Your choice of flavors. At PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota oil fields. When I hit the road, I fuel up at PetroServe USA location. North Dakota, Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, Wahpeton, West Fargo, Minnesota, Bemidji, Dilworth, Glendon, Moorhead 2. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they're helping to bring you our What's on Your Mind Christmas party today in your Christmas traditions. And we're going to talk in a moment or two with the folks from the North Dakota Farm Bureau about a neat scholarship program, so stay tuned for that. By the way, we're all looking to save a buck here or there, and I tell you, a great way to save money is by being a Farm Bureau member. If you go to ndfb.org and check out membership benefits, you will find ways to save a lot of money on a new vehicle purchase. $500. Save by a fleet of vehicles. $500 above and beyond all other discounts. Cell phone plans. Hotel stays. I mean, there is just a myriad of... You can do a regular Christmas shopping spree right there. And $50 a year for your membership, going to be saved over and over and over again. It's a great way to go. So do me a favor, check that out, ndfb.org. All right, our What's on Your Mind Christmas party continues, and Bill in Pier.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to our South Dakota friends on What's on Your Mind.
I got a question or statement. You guys hustle down here. I just started rolling out a batch of Lefsa.
Oh, Todd could get that warm Lefsa coming right off the...
Oh, man.
And I got lingonberry preserves to go on them.
Lingonberry? And I don't know, have you ever done the lingonberry thing?
It's Scandinavian, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
But I picked it up over in Green Bay a few years ago, and it goes into that Lefsa. Then when I get done with the Lefsa, I start making trilbies. I'm busy today.
You are.
I like it.
Of course, it's snowing and blowing a little bit down here, so. But, yeah, if you hustle, you can get in on some nice Lefsa.
Very tempting, Bill. That sounds good. Now, how much Lefsa will you crank out? How many pounds of potatoes?
Well, originally I was using 5 pounds of potatoes, and I decided... I was the last year. That was getting to be an awful lot of work, but cutting the flour in. So I went to the instant, the potato flakes, and my recipe makes about a little over 2 dozen pieces of Lefsa.
Wow. All right. A good tip for somebody looking to maybe shave the time it takes to crank out the Lefsa this Christmas. Bill, have a great Christmas. Thanks for the invite. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, Merry Christmas. Larry in Fargo has a Christmas story for us. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind?
Well, first off, Merry Christmas. This goes back to my younger days. My mom would always have a big round tray full of homemade and store-bought candy for Christmas, things like Divinity, Opera Fudge, homemade caramels, the ribbon candy and that. And this was in the days when you go down to the store and you could buy it bulk, you know, by the box. And the thing my brother and I loved were the chocolate-covered peanuts to the point we'd usually have them eaten up before she got the tray made. One year, we hunted all over the place, and we couldn't find the bag of chocolate-covered peanuts to munch on. We hunted all over, so she's putting together the tray. She goes into the refrigerator and pulls out the bag marked onions. It was full of chocolate-covered peanuts.
What up, you?
Wow, and I bet they tasted the best they ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Little anticipation, you had to wait for them. By the way, what the heck is opera fudge? I hadn't heard that one before.
Well, it looks like it's an oblong bar. It's got dipped in chocolate, and whatever was in it was white, and there were nuts.
Wow.
But good I haven't stuff. Seen that in years. I know her and the neighbor, older lady in the neighborhood, would make candy before Christmas.
So still to this day, is chocolate-covered peanuts what screams Christmas more than anything for you?
Oh, yeah, I hear that. I always think of that. You know, we couldn't find those peanuts. We tore the house apart. And here we've been looking at them every day when we open the fridge door.
Oh, I love it. That's classic. Larry, thanks for sharing. Merry Christmas to you, and appreciate you listening. John and Grand Forks, got a Christmas story for us?
Hey, I'll try to make it brief. Tradition was going up, driving up to Grandma and Grandpa's Christmas Eve. And then it dwarfed into, which was fortunate, my children got to drive up to great-grandma and great-grandma's for a few years. And the thing was with my kids was they were always excited. I wonder what kind of Christmas tree Grandma has. Because all the years, I remember Grandma and Grandpa, I mean, their tree, they'd go out and cut one, and it would look pretty much like Charlie Brown's. No tree. And even one year, my uncle went out in the woods and shot the top off a tamarack tree. And that was the Christmas tree. So anyway, we'd get up there and my kids would run in. And first thing you do is run into the living room because they wanted to see what kind of tree Grandma had this year. And it got to be a standard joke. They were pretty awful. But the food was good.
The food was good. The tree was awful, and you got a good story out of it. I love it. John, thanks, and Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Glad you're listening. Appreciate you sharing the story. Welcome more as we go throughout the day on our What's On Your Mind Christmas Party. Sue Cook is here. Sue's the vice chair and District 7 representative for the North Dakota Farm Bureau Promotion and Education Committee. And the North Dakota Farm Bureau has a scholarship program that just announced several scholarships. Good Christmas for some of these folks, and Sue is here to tell us more. Sue, how you doing?
Hi. Good.
Thanks for joining us. Merry Christmas. Do you have a favorite Christmas tradition in your family, Sue?
Well, I come from a big family, so we have quite a few mouths to feed. So just cooking is a tradition.
And then getting everybody fed, right? What's your favorite Christmas food?
Well, we make homemade caramel corn, and I guess that would be my favorite.
Oh, goodness. Love the sweets. Love the sweets. So tell us about the scholarship program that the Farm Bureau has. Give us the scoop on it.
Okay. One of the things that the North Dakota Farm Bureau Promotion and Education Committee does is we provide scholarships to students. We presently offer five $500 scholarships. We offer one that goes to graduate students. Two for currently enrolled full-time college students, and two to high school seniors enrolled or will be enrolling in college. The scholarships are offered online. The applications are online. The due date to fill those out is April 15th, and the scholarship recipients receive notice of the award in July. So the scholarships are funded through donations and fundraisers held throughout the year. Our largest dollar amount for that fund comes from a live auction that we hold every year at the North Dakota Farm Bureau Convention, where we raise $5,500 this year. The items for the auction are donated by county farm bureau groups and then auctioned off. So it's truly a group effort. We also accept any donations, and people can make direct donations directly to the scholarship through the North Dakota Farm Bureau Foundation. You can go to our website. It's www.ndfc.org/foundation. and you can make a donation that way or learn more about the scholarships also. There's a few criteria for the applicants. They're required to either be a child or a grandchild of a North Dakota Farm Bureau member, or they can be Farm Bureau members themselves. We do have collegiate groups at NDSU and DSU, and a lot of those students are members themselves. The scholarship applications are then judged by the Promotion and Education Committee, and that's a committee made up of 9 members from the North Dakota Farm Bureau District. And the categories of the application include the student's GPA, the extracurricular and service activities and awards, their work experience, and then, of course, their goals and references. So basically, we're looking for well-rounded students that are involved in their school and community. And then also, like I said, we kind of look at what they have as for established goals and their plans for their future. So.
And so, you know, take a little time with this. And then, obviously, you've got your committee taking a look at these, reviewing all these, and selecting the lucky recipients.
Yeah. So it's kind of a process, but the applications were just posted online. And like I said, the due date to fill those out and get them back in is April 15th. So students have some time.
And if you go to the website, ndfb.org, you can find a link to the scholarships. I'm looking right now at these. And
yes.
$1,000 scholarship is for graduate-level students pursuing a master's or doctorate, recognizing academic achievements as well as leadership skills. And then the North Dakota Farm Bureau Agriculture Scholarship for college-age students, $500 for an undergraduate student majoring in agriculture that has completed or will be completing their freshman year of post-secondary school. And then the North Dakota Farm Bureau Family Member Scholarship for college-age students, that's $500, recognizing academic achievements as well as leadership skills, again, college-age students. And then the North Dakota Farm Bureau Becky Palmer Scholarship for high school seniors, $500, recognizing academic achievement, leadership skills. Becky was an employee of the Farm Bureau who played an integral role in teaching North Dakota youth and bringing the message of agriculture and safety to children across North Dakota, who understood the importance of scholarship opportunities because of her involvement in the programs of Dollars for Scholars and the Farm Bureau. That's a neat deal. And then finally, the North Dakota Farm Bureau Future of Ag Scholarship for high school seniors. Again, $500, academic achievement, leadership skills of high school seniors enrolled in any ag college. So lots of options there. And again, a good time to get started because, as you say, takes a little bit of work to basically tell the story of your student, right? Or to have the students themselves tell their story.
Yeah. So it's that time of year for seniors especially. They're filling out applications. So
exactly right.
Yeah.
So. Got a little time because the due date is April 15th, but I'm looking at either Word or PDF applications online right now at the Farm Bureau website. So. And you know, with the kids home over the holidays, a good little time for mom and dad to nudge them a little bit to say, okay, let's go. Let's get a few of these in. Yeah, it's a great opportunity. Glad you do this at the Farm Bureau. Anything else you want to tell our listeners, Sue?
No, just have a Merry Christmas.
A Merry Christmas, for sure. Well, you and you enjoy all that cooking, okay?
All right.
Where are you going to be where are you going to be for Christmas, Sue?
We live on a farm and ranch southwest of Mandan, and my parents live in Flasher, so we're going to be going to their house on Christmas Day.
Nothing like a Flasher Christmas, right?
That's right.
Great traditions, great memories. I love it. All right, Sue, thanks so much, and appreciate you and your leadership at the North Dakota Farm Bureau Education and Promotion Committee, and again, the scholarship program details online at ndfb.org.
Okay,
all right,
thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a break. The Farm Bureau Ag Minute when we come back. And then, of course, more of our What's On Your Mind Christmas Party. We want your Christmas traditions. Share with, would you? 855-200-1776. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
This is the time of the year to enjoy the spirit of the season with family and friends. As you prepare to gather around the dinner table, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to incorporate soy foods into your favorite holiday recipes. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are also easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, there is a soy food option that will help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle throughout the holiday season and beyond. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Dear Santa, this year, please don't bother bringing those cute outfits. You know, the hot tops, designer jeans, snowboards, hockey, or hunting gear. Mama Claus is on it.
Christmas is coming. Find this season's newest styles at Scheels. When it comes to gear, Christmas, and sports, we're right there with you.
I just checked the list and, oh, looks like I've been very good.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you been to a radio talk show Christmas party? Well, welcome. Yes, you can keep this music going there, Mr. Snerdly. Yes, we do.
I love that.
Yeah. Exactly right. Da-da-da. A little Christmas brass there, Todd. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, you can't help but kind of, you know, get a little step and a little touch to
that. Snapping the finger to that baby, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly right. Anyway, join the Christmas party, 800-228-0550. Got a favorite Christmas tradition, let us know. Congressman Kevin Cramer is, well, he's been with us every week all year long. And only appropriate that he stops by for the Christmas party and actually talk radio town all the day earlier this week because of the Christmas holiday tomorrow. So Congressman Cramer will be here. Look forward to that. All right, folks, it is time for us to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. As the year draws to a close, North Dakota Farm Bureau Executive Vice President Jeffrey Missling shares this special holiday message from the Farm Bureau.
With another new year upon us, it's a time to reflect back on those things that made this country an exceptional place. Freedom, opportunity, personal responsibility. It's also a time to recognize organizations that work hard every day to protect what makes this country a shining city upon a hill. North Dakota Farm Bureau is one such organization. Our members stand proudly on a set of core principles that shape our policy stances. At 27,000 member families strong, we stand together for individual freedoms, limited government, economic advancement, and self-reliance. Come and stand with us. From all of us at North Dakota Farm Bureau, have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Well said there, Mr. Missling. Thank you. And find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And we appreciate very much the sponsorship and the partnership we have with the Farm Bureau. Tuesdays is the day we normally focus on some things that are happening on the ag side of things, and so we appreciate that very much. How about Christmas movies? Favorite Christmas movies? We have a listener that said that Scrooged. I'd forgotten about this movie. Remember Bill Murray and Scrooged? If you don't, here's kind of a famous little scene towards the end of the movie.
That happened because it's Christmas Eve, I'm telling you! I'm not crazy. It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. We smile a little easier. We share a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be. It's a miracle. It's really a sort of a miracle because it happens every Christmas Eve. And if you waste that miracle, you're going to burn for it. I know what I'm talking about. You have to do something. You have to take a chance. You do have to get involved. There are people that are having trouble making their miracle happen. There are people that don't have enough to eat. There are people that are cold. You can go out and say hello to these people. You can take an old blanket out of the closet and say, here, you can make them a sandwich and say, oh, by the way, here. I get it now. And if you give, then it can happen. Then the miracle can happen to you. It's not just the poor and the hungry. It's everybody who's got to have this miracle. And it can happen tonight for all of you.
There he is, Bill Murray, ladies and gentlemen, a favorite Christmas movie. If you believe it'll happen. The Christmas miracle. Go out there and make somebody's Christmas miracle. I like that suggestion. Deb in Bismarck has another favorite Christmas movie to tell us about. Hey, Deb, how are you?
Fine.
Go ahead, Deb. You can turn your radio down and we can hear you a little better.
Okay, just a second here.
That's all right.
Okay, turn the radio down.
There you go.
Anyway, there were always a couple of Christmas movies that I would watch. One was White Christmas, and the other was National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
I really miss that one when the cat climbs the tree.
Oh my gosh! And the lights, the Clark Griswold. That is a classic. There's no.
Yeah, and you have to watch The Grinch Stole Christmas. I mean, you have to.
Another good one: The Who's in Whoville, right? Singing along.
Right.
How about
right.
Miracle on 34th Street, the whole Macy's Santa? Have you seen that one?
I like that, but I like the ones we grew up with were Rudolph. I'm probably the only person who knows Rudolph's girlfriend's name is Clarice. That's my sister's name. You know, we had to watch the Rudolph and the... Well, Turvey and the Abominable Snowman. Remember those crazy things?
Very well. Very well, Deb. All good ones. Christmas movies, Christmas specials, and for many, a good reminder of what Christmas is all about. Yeah, I love it. Thanks for sharing, and thanks for joining our on-air Christmas party today, okay? Let's get Marlene and Bismarck in here. Quick Christmas memory for us, Marlene.
Oh, the Christmas movie, The Bells of St. Mary's.
Ooh, another good one. Another good one. Yeah.
Catholic and going to Catholic school.
my whole life with the uniforms, and the, it was just kind of how it was. And see, I know they don't show it anymore. I suppose it's not politically correct, but they used to show it on television every year, too. But I just love it. It's one of my favorites.
I bet it's out there somewhere. 150 channels, you know, it's got to be on one of them. But, you
well,
know.
I have the movie, but I haven't
there you go.
Seen it on the channel, so...
I love it. We started the hour with oyster stew being the big item, and we've ended with some great Christmas movies.
We
thanks,
ended better
Marlene.
Than we started, didn't we?
Yeah. Appreciate the call. We'll keep it going next hour. Feel free to join us in the Talk Radio Town Hall with your Christmas memories as well. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Coming up. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You have so much going for you, but you want more. You yearn for a career with purpose, where you can really make a difference. Your career purpose is more than climbing the corporate ladder and earning more money. It's about living the life you were designed to live and serving others. The goal of the University of Mary Graduate Business Degree is to help you rediscover your career potential and develop skills, knowledge, and experiences you'll need to make the positive change in your life. And here's a deal to help you get started. Begin your graduate degree on January 5th and get $1,000 towards your following summer class. That's right, $1,000. Plus, you can apply for free. If you'd like more information, visit umary.edu/apply or email enroll@umary.edu. That's enroll@umary.edu.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.